أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at journaling the Quran, today we will look at Ayah 9 of Surah Al-Mujadila. This is Surah number 58, and inshallah at some point we will be talking about the key concepts of each of the chapters of the Quran. But today we're looking at Ayah 9, so maybe you could highlight it. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who profess belief, O you who believe. إِذَا تَنَاجَيْتُمْ فَلَا تَنَاجَوْا بِالْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ وَمَعْصِيَةِ الرَّسُولِ. So let's start at the beginning. إِذَا تَنَاجَيْتُمْ, when you get together in secret, when you have a secret council or a secret meeting. You see, najwa in Arabic is to whisper or a secret. This is where the word munajat comes, a secret conversation. We normally have a munajat with Allah. So here he's saying, when you get together in private, when you have a secret meeting, فَلَا تَنَاجَوْا بِالْإِثْمِ, make sure that this secret meeting has got no sin. There's nothing that leads to sin in it. وَالْعُدْوَانِ, or nothing that leads to animosity. وَمَعْصِيَةِ الرَّسُولِ, or anything that will lead to disobedience of the Prophet. So there is a clear line here. Normally when we get together and it's a secret meeting, inevitably we will find flaws in people. We will gossip. We will make fun of others. This is all part of causing animosity, causing a sinful atmosphere and disobedience to the Prophet. So then why should we meet together in secret? He says, وَتَنَاجَوْا, meet in secret only for بِالْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى, only so that you are giving each other counsel of goodness, of walking, talking goodness in God consciousness. Wattaqullah, be God conscious. Alladhi ilayhi tuhsharun, it is to He whom you shall all be gathered. Now let's look at another part of the Quran. If you went to Surah An-Nisa, Ayah 114, here Allah says, La khayra fi kathirin min najwahum, there is no good in most of the secret meetings. But then he tells you where there's good, which we could apply here. He says, "Illa man amara bi sadaqatin," except somewhere where, number one, there is an exhortation, there is an encouragement of giving charity. Aw ma'aruf, or good, honest dealings, something that is encouraging somebody to do good. Aw islahin bayn an-nas, or somewhere where you're putting things right between two people, where there's reconciliation. And he says, وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ, and the one who does this in a secret meeting, ابْتِغَى مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ, is the one who is seeking Allah's good pleasure. فَسَوْفَ نُعْطِيهِ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا, and for him we will give him a phenomenal reward, an amazing reward. The next ayah of Surah Al-Mujadila, which is Surah 10, actually emphasizes about secret councils that are of no good. He says, إِنَّمَا النَّجْوَى, indeed secret councils, مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ, are only the work of Shaitan. لِيَحْزُنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, that he may cause those who believe to be sad. وَلَيْسَ بِضَارِهِمْ شَيْئًا إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, but he cannot hurt them. In the least, these secret meetings will not hurt them except with Allah's permission. وَاللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, and it is only on Allah should those who believe trust. It's really important to have a complete no-no, to keep away from those gatherings which don't serve a common good. Those that are wasted in gossip or backbiting, but in particular, the underhanded assemblies. You know, those where they say, oh, don't tell anyone. That doesn't work when it's not for something that is seeking the pleasure of Allah. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who keep away from gatherings where it leaves a bad taste in our mouth when we leave them, but who encourage us to go to those where we are looking at the good of humanity. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.